Monday, the 13th of March, 2017. Photographic exhibition of Chinese. Auckland Museum has a Chinese photographic exhibition. It's a social history of Chinese people in New Zealand since the 1840s. The title of the exhibition is Making a Home, 175 Years of Chinese Life in Aotearoa. The curator of the exhibition, Dr. Phoebe Lee, selected 100 photos out of more than 1,000. The photos came from Archives New Zealand, the National Library of New Zealand, and from private collections. The exhibition was first shown in China and is now in Auckland. It will be at the museum until February 2018. The photographs show how Chinese have made a home in this country over the last 175 years. The first Chinese man, Apo Hockton, arrived in Nelson in 1842. In 1856, he married a European woman, the widow of his neighbour. And when she died 9 years later, he married another European woman. He had 5 children. He became a very successful businessman, and more than 1,000 people today are related to him in some way. However, it was after 1865 when about 500 Chinese came to work in the gold fields of central Otago, hoping for a better life. They came from Guangdong Province in South China, where there was famine. They did not get rich in New Zealand. Visitors to Queenstown can see some of their very poor homes beside the Arrowtown River. There are very few photos from these earlier days, of course, but Alexander Don, a Christian minister, had a camera. The Reverend Don learnt Cantonese so that he could communicate with the Chinese gold miners. He kept diaries and wrote articles as well as taking many photos, and that is how we know about their lonely lives. In 1881, the New Zealand government introduced a poll tax on any Chinese coming to New Zealand. This made it too expensive for most of the Chinese miners to bring their wives. It wasn't until the end of the poll tax in the mid-1930s that Chinese women came to New Zealand, so most of the earlier photos show only men. Many of the photos in the exhibition, however, show Chinese families. They show ordinary people working in fruit and vegetable shops, laundries, market gardens, or just doing what other Kiwi people were doing, like going to the races or sitting in the garden. Some photos show children at home, school, or play. They show Chinese making New Zealand their home. The accompanying artwork and stories of contemporary Auckland show successful Chinese in the arts, sport, and business in this country.